I am going into my 23rd season as conductor of this amazing organization. Is that approval applause or sympathy applause? But I am the 20th conductor of the Boston Pops. However, I am only the third in the last 87 years. There's a man named Arthur Fiedler. Who was there for an amazing and probably unbeatable 50 years. I'm number two out of those 20 conductors with 23 years. And in between us, there was this guy named John Williams, whom you might have heard of. Always fun succeeding the best-known composer in the world. But John has done so much for music and for all of us. His music is really part of the soundtrack of not only all of our lives, but pretty much everybody worldwide. He scored over 105 films, I believe, at this point. He turned 85 years young in February. We send him all that, our best, and this season we are celebrating John's 85th all the way through this season, including releasing an album that I hope you'll look for when it comes out in May. One of the most amazing things to me about his magic work is his chameleon-like way of inhabiting the story, the character, the scene, the mood of what he is writing for. This is a perfect example, the very beautiful main theme from the movie, the 1993 movie, Schindler's List, featuring our concertmaster, Charles Dimmock.